Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst. Good morning. In our meditation on the Divine Liturgy, we have come to the prayers that happen immediately after everybody takes communion. And this morning, what I want to do is talk about a hymn that is part of these prayers in some traditions. We don't happen to sing this particular hymn in this parish, and it depends on parish to parish as to whether it gets sung. From a practical point of view, it's extra time for the priest to do his business after the communion and give him enough time to do it in a relaxed and unhurried manner. But we as a parish have never either needed it or have never really sung it. We have on occasion when we have guests who are at the chant stand who sing it, but as a general rule, I've never seen us sing this particular hymn. And it goes like this. Let our mouths be filled with your praise, O Lord, that we may sing of your glory, because you have made us worthy to partake of your holy mysteries. Keep us in your sanctification all the day long, that we may meditate upon your righteousness. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And I want to talk about this particular hymn because it speaks to today's feasts and to the gospel reading today. Because if we recall, the gospel reading is the parable about the banquet, about the master who calls to the people who he invited to his banquet. It's ready. Come on, guys. Let's go eat. And they all come up with these excuses not to come. And so in anger, he goes and he calls out the lame and the poor and all of the people of the streets. And they come and there's still room at the table. So he sends a servant out to the hedgeways and the highways to bring out all the people there so that his banquet hall can be full. And he says at the end of this parable that many are called, but few are chosen. Notice that in this hymn, we declare to God that you have made us worthy to partake of your holy mysteries. We are the poor. We are the lame. We are the maimed. We are those who were in the hedgeways and the highway. We were called here by the servants of God to partake of this great and wondrous feast. And despite the fact that we are poor and lame and from the highways and the byways, we are made worthy to partake. Today we celebrate the forefathers of Christ in Daniel and the three holy youths. We see in the story of the Old Testament, generation after generation after generation, a small nugget of people continually holding on to the faith, continually holding on to the promises that God has made his people. Despite all that happens, whether they are in exile or whether the kingdom has been separated, whether they are at war or being invaded, there is always a small remnant that holds on to the faith that God will keep his promises. And we see in these stories God's promise prefigured. As I mentioned to the children, the story of Daniel is in his recounting of the three holy youths is integral to our understanding of who Christ is. Because the angel of the Lord, and any time you hear that phrase or see that phrase in scriptures, it is referring to the pre-incarnate Christ, descends into the fiery furnace to save his servants. It's a prefigurement of how far God is willing to go to keep his promises. He promised Abraham that his seed would fill all of the nations, would be more numerous than the stars. And his progeny sit here today. God keeps his promises. However, we do have free will because we are made according to the image and likeness of God. And so when Christ tells this parable of the banquet feast and says that many are called but few are chosen, we might be tempted to think that the person choosing is the master of the feast, is Christ. And we would be sorely mistaken. The person choosing is you. The person who has the choice to come forward and partake of the body and blood, this wondrous feast that has been prepared for all peoples, for all nations, is you. Because you have been called. The servants of God have gone all over the world throughout time proclaiming, come to the feast. Come and see. Become a member of the church. See the glory of God. Have God himself enter into you through the partaking of his body and his blood. And yet, throughout the ages, we have people making excuses, just like those invited make excuses. I am unworthy is the most common one among the faithful. And this is a warning. That impulse to say that I am unworthy to partake of the body and the blood of Christ is pride. It is not holiness. To say that I am unworthy is to state the fact that is true of everyone, especially the bishops and the priests. Notice that we say throughout the liturgy, have mercy on me, a sinner. Grant to me a sinner. Forgive me, a sinner. We sin. We are unworthy of these vestments. We are unworthy of the grace that has been given to us. All of us are unworthy. And yet we have been called. And so for us to turn our back on God, thinking that we're being holy by saying we're unworthy, is to say that we have a better judgment than God does. It is pride, and we are choosing to turn our back on God because we think we know better. And someone who understood this and understands this is over here in this corner. We have an icon of Dionysius of Zakynthos, who we commemorate today. And Dionysius, one day when he was in his little hermitage, heard the pounding of a fist on his door. And when he opened up, there was a man saying, I am being chased. They want to kill me. Help me. And he let him in and fed him and prayed over him and ministered to him. And seeing the holiness of this man, the person who had run away confessed. The reason these men wanted to kill me was because I am a murderer. And the person he killed was Dionysius's own brother. And Dionysius, understanding that we are all unworthy, and understanding that God came to earth as a human being in order to eradicate sin, forgave this man and helped this man rebuild a life so that he didn't have to face his accusers and receive death, but he received life instead. So we all are unworthy. And yet God has called us here today to be his children, to partake of his body and his blood, to allow him, by his presence in us, to eradicate the sin which occupies and drags us down every single day. And the choice that we have every day as to whether or not we turn towards God or turn away from him. And we have a special privilege as Orthodox Christians to be able to come here multiple times a week sometimes to stand before the altar of God and heed that call to partake of that banquet so that we might be able to say, let our mouths be filled with your praise, O Lord, that we may sing of your glory, because you have made us worthy to partake of your holy mystery. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages.